Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so glad you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been hearing from so many parents who are going through something really challenging. You put your little one to bed, everything seems peaceful, and then suddenly, a few hours later, you hear screaming. You rush to their room, and your toddler is sitting up, eyes wide open, crying inconsolably, and nothing you do seems to help. Your heart is racing, you're worried, and you feel so helpless. If this is happening in your home, I want you to know something really important. You are not alone, and your child is going to be okay. What you're experiencing is called a sleep terror, and the magic book has taught me so much about why this happens and how we can help our little ones through it. Today, I want to share everything I've learned with you, because understanding what's happening in your child's brain changes everything. First, let me tell you what's actually happening during a sleep terror. When your toddler wakes up screaming like this, here's the surprising truth. They're not actually fully awake. I know that sounds strange because their eyes are open and they seem terrified, but their brain is in a very special in-between state. About 2 to 3 hours after falling asleep, during what's called non-REM sleep, sometimes a child's brain has a little hiccup in transitioning between sleep stages. The part of their brain that controls the fight or flight response, that ancient protective system we all have, becomes overexcited while they're still mostly asleep. So your little one appears awake and terrified, but they're actually in a partial sleep state. They won't remember this episode in the morning, not at all. And here's something else that might surprise you. This is completely normal development. Sleep terrors are most common in children under 13, and they almost always grow out of them naturally before their teen years. This isn't a sign that something is wrong with your child. It's just they're developing brain learning how to move smoothly through sleep cycles. Now, I know when you're standing there at 2 in the morning watching your child scream and not responding to your comfort, it feels anything but normal. The magic book showed me that this is one of the hardest parts for parents. You want so badly to help, to comfort, to make it stop. But here's what the experts have learned, and this is really important. Attempting to wake your child during a sleep terror usually doesn't work, and it can actually make the episode last longer. When children do wake up during one of these episodes, they often feel confused and upset, which makes everything harder for both of you. So what can you do? The most helpful thing is to stay calm, stay close, and keep your child safe. Make sure they can't hurt themselves if they're moving around. Sit quietly nearby. Your presence matters even if they don't seem to notice you're there. And then, wait patiently. Most sleep terrors last just a few minutes, though I know those minutes can feel like forever. Your child will naturally settle back into peaceful sleep, and in the morning, they won't remember any of it happened. Now let's talk about prevention, because this is where you have real power to help. The magic book and the research both point to the same gentle strategies. Sleep terrors are more likely to happen when children are overtired, stressed, or when their sleep routine has been disrupted. So the most important thing you can do is protect your child's sleep. Consistent bedtime routines are like magic. They help your child's brain know what to expect, and that predictability reduces stress. Make sure your little one is getting enough total sleep for their age. For toddlers, that usually means 10 to 13 hours in a 24-hour period, including naps. Pay attention to stress in your child's life too. Big changes, new experiences, even exciting things like starting preschool or a new sibling can increase the likelihood of sleep terrors. During these times, add extra connection and comfort to your bedtime routine. Maybe 5 more minutes of snuggles, an extra story, or a special goodnight ritual. These moments of connection help your child's nervous system feel safe and calm. And speaking of bedtime rituals, the magic book and I have a beautiful story I want to tell you about. It's called The Gentle Glow of Friendship, and it's about Eily and her best friend Igor. In this story, Eily feels scared during a nighttime bathroom trip, and she discovers something wonderful. When she and Igor share comforting hugs, their night light glows brighter. It's such a tender story about how connection and comfort help us feel safe in the dark. Now, this story won't stop sleep terrors, because remember, sleep terrors happen when your child is unconscious. But what this story does is help build nighttime security and comfort during the times your child is awake. It teaches them that nighttime doesn't have to be scary, that comfort and connection are always available, and that love makes everything feel safer. You can read this story during your bedtime routine, and it becomes part of that calming, connecting time that helps prevent sleep terrors from happening in the first place. After you read The Gentle Glow of Friendship together, you might create your own nighttime comfort ritual. Maybe a special hug that makes your own night light glow brighter in your child's imagination. Maybe a gentle touch on their forehead that means, "I'm here, you're safe, sweet dreams." These rituals become anchors of security that help your child's nervous system stay calm through the night. Let me share a few more practical tips the magic book has taught me. If your child has sleep terrors around the same time every night, you can try something called scheduled awakening. About 15 to 30 minutes before the usual time of the sleep terror, gently rouse your child just enough that they shift position or murmur, but don't fully wake them up. This can sometimes reset their sleep cycle and prevent the terror from happening. It doesn't work for everyone, but it's worth trying if the pattern is very consistent. Also, make sure your child's sleep environment is calm and comfortable. Not too hot, not too cold. Dark enough to support deep sleep. Quiet or with gentle white noise if that helps. These environmental factors matter more than we sometimes realize. And here's something important. If sleep terrors are happening very frequently, lasting longer than 30 minutes, or if your child seems very sad or fearful during the day, it's worth talking to your pediatrician. Sometimes sleep terrors can be related to other sleep issues like sleep apnea, or they might be a sign that your child needs extra support with stress or anxiety. Your doctor can help you figure out if there's anything else going on that needs attention. But for most families, sleep terrors are just a phase. A challenging phase, absolutely, but a temporary one. Your child's brain is growing and developing at an incredible rate right now. They're learning so much every single day. And sometimes, that amazing brain just needs a little time to smooth out its sleep patterns. With your patience, your calm presence, and your consistent routines, you're giving your child exactly what they need to move through this phase successfully. I want you to know something else. You're doing beautifully. I know it doesn't feel that way when you're exhausted and worried and watching your child scream without being able to comfort them. But you are. You're here learning, seeking to understand, wanting to help in the gentlest way possible. That makes you an amazing parent. The magic book and I believe in you. We believe in your child. And we believe in the power of love, patience, and gentle routines to carry you through this challenging time. You've got this wonderful parent. And we're always here for you, with stories and wisdom and starlight whenever you need us. Sweet dreams to you and your little one, with love and starlight, Inara.